Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1113. Our topic is mindset, and the title is How to Make Our Best Habits Our Default Habits. So I was talking with somebody today, and just kind of some cool things came up in the conversation I thought would be fun to share. One of the things I absolutely love about what I do is just the life conversations that I get into with clients, whether it's in-person clients or online clients. It's just really fun to kind of talk about just life, like the challenges, the good things, the hard things, the craziness to it all, and come up with more proactive ways that we can ensure our current life turns into our best life. And I just wanted to share some ideas with you today. A client made a statement, something around the lines of, I didn't track my food because I was busy. I had planned to do it, but I just kind of ran out of time. When I went back through this morning, I put in the food I ate yesterday, and crap, I was super low in protein. I was surprised it wasn't better than what it was. Now, there's a lot to unpack there. We actually got into a 30-minute conversation. This person, we do a Zoom consultation every week, so they're an online client, and we just kind of meet virtually. They have a home gym, which is cool, so sometimes they'll put the camera on a tripod, and I'll watch them lift, and I give them some advice. Or sometimes we just sit in their gym, and we just talk. But today was one of those talking days. And from the conversation, kind of two key points came up that I wanted to highlight in today's podcast. The first key point was best habits versus default habits. The best habits are the habits that help us live our best life. But then there's a set of default habits, what we do when we're not paying attention. And we talked about how for this person, it's kind of a bummer that they're not the same thing, but they're better than they were before. Their default habits before, when they got super stressed, super busy, overwhelmed, whenever just life got in the way, what they default to is better than what it used to be. Meaning they used to default to fast food. They used to default to under-eating during the day and overeating at night. They used to default to saying they never had time to work out. Now, they still eat during the day. They eat more calories than they used to, so they get some calories in, but it's not always the best choices, but they know now not to overeat at night. They still work out, but maybe it's not every single time. They miss a few workouts here or there, but that's better than just completely abandoning workout entirely. So they've made some improvements, but there's still some room to go. One of the ways in which we talked about making those improvements was talking about priority tiers, like tiers of priorities. And this is T-I-E-R-S, if my spell check is correct. So it's basically levels of priorities. And we were talking about how you can kind of break this down and think about this in different ways. We actually talked about four tiers, four levels. And level one priority is I'm absolutely doing this. Absolutely doing this today. I've scheduled it into my day. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I even have default options if I need to get this done. But this is 100%, it's getting done today. Now, does this mean we're absolutely perfect all the time with our tier ones? No. You know, you're going to miss some times every now and then, but you're maybe missing once out of every, 2 weeks. So maybe you're like, let's just say you're 90% adherent to getting this done every single time. 90% adherence. And that's actually over 6 out of 7 days a week. 6 out of 7 days a week is 85% adherence, by the way. So over 85%, you're doing pretty damn good. That's something that you intend to do and you're doing pretty good at it. Now, maybe you don't want to do it every day. Maybe it's something you only do every week. Well, out of every week that you track, if you were to get it right 6 out of 7 weeks, that's 85%. Accuracy. So let's just think of this as like 85%. I want to make sure I get at least 6 out of 7 times. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it at least, 85% plus. Now, level two, tier two is I want to do this. So there's a little bit of difference there. So tier one is absolutely doing this. Tier two is I want to do this. I've scheduled it into my day, but I didn't really kind of set any options if that specific time didn't work. I didn't think, okay, well, crap, if it doesn't work then, when am I going to do it? I'm just like, I'm doing it at 1 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, 1 o'clock rolls around like, ah, crap. Something got in the way. So-and-so needed something. And then all of a sudden, it's 2 o'clock, and you're like, crud, I didn't plan for this. I only had one time option planned. That's a tier two. I wanted to do it, but I didn't necessarily schedule like a bunch of extra options for it. tier three is I would like to do it. You see how we're changing kind of the wording, and that shows how it changed our mindset. Tier one is I'm absolutely doing this. Tier two is I want to do this. Tier three is I would like to do this. We have an idea of when we'll do it, but it's not actually kind of scheduled into our day. So, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to fit this in after, you know, my 11 o'clock meeting, or after I drop the kids off at school. Or for me, maybe after I train my two clients in the morning, I'll probably be able to do it then. So that's a tier three, is I would like to do this. Tier four is I say I want to do it, but I don't actually do any effort to make it happen. Now, a lot of us have those. Is that, I want to clean my car. Yeah, okay, well, when do you plan on doing that? Oh, I didn't really set any time aside for that. Okay, well, how long has it been since you cleaned your car? Well, I planned to do it last weekend, but I think it rained on Saturday, so it kind of got clean. But tier four is, I say I want to do it, but I don't actually put any effort in to make it happen. That absolutely is true, that there is a tier four. If you say that you don't have a tier four, you're full of shit. Everybody has tier four. Things that we say we want to do, but we don't actually schedule them into our day. We don't actively actually try to make it happen. We just say we're going to do it, and then all of a sudden, we don't do it. You know, I really intended to do it this morning, but by the end of the day, I'm tired. I ran out of time, so I'm just going to go to bed. I'll do it tomorrow. That's a tier four. I said I wanted to do it, but I didn't actually put any effort into making it happen. So these are the four tiers that we talked about for kind of priorities. Tier one, absolutely doing this today. Tier two, I want to do this today. Tier three, I would like to do this today. Tier four, I say I want to do it, but I'm not actually putting any effort to do it. So think through, and I'm going to give you some examples, and we're going to kind of talk through this. But I wanted to tell you right now that as you're going through this podcast, I want you to think through what are your tiers. Like, think about the things that you want to do every day. The things that are like kind of your best habits. The habits that would lead to you living your best life. Okay? Think through that. Then you got all the crap you have to do every day that seems to just need to be done every day. So just the crap of life that we're trying to put our best habits in between or around. So think through, what are your tiers? What's the things that you're absolutely doing every day, regardless of what comes up? Then what are the things that you do you want to do? Like you do the most days, and for the most part, you're pretty consistent. But every once in a while, it kind of doesn't work out. Then what's your tier three? The things you would like to do, but sometimes they don't happen, and often they don't happen. And then what are your tier fours? You say you want it, but you're kind of full of shit, and you don't really want to do anything for it yet. So what are your four tiers? I actually made a little bit of a quick list on mine. Now, usually when I write these outlines, sometimes I'll give them, this is probably too much honesty, TMI. Sometimes I write through these in about 10 minutes, pretty good and comfortable with what I'm writing, so then I just start talking about it, because I have a lifetime of knowledge behind, so the writing of it isn't where all of the information is learned, it's just more so organized. So sometimes I write through these quick, and then sometimes these are actually taking me like an hour to write, and then I do the recording, and then I'm kind of gave way too much time to the day, so, and then I missed some of my things. But this is a quick list that I made. Tier one, my absolutely doing this, is time with my wife, Meredith. I absolutely want to have a great relationship with my wife, and I want to ensure that I do everything I possibly can on my end to do that. So I've read a lot of books. I try to, you know, talk with her in the love languages that we've shared. I read the book Love and Respect, which is a great freaking book. I read Boundaries, so that way I know how to communicate what I need, and then just like a whole bunch of other stuff. But I make sure that I give time to Meredith, and I always make sure, like, if she's talking to me, I want to actively listen, not try to think of something else. I don't continue to type on my computer. I look at her in the eyes. I listen to what she says. I say back what I interpreted as what I thought was, you know, oh, so you're saying blah, 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 blah. And she goes, yeah. And then, you know, so active listening. Freaking pay attention. So that is a tier one. Absolutely every single day I'm going to take time to spend time with Meredith. So we have a goofy thing we do every morning where we cuddle. So we actually set our alarm a little bit before we actually get out of bed, and we cuddle every day. So now I think it's been, about a year and 10 months. So almost 2 years that kind of we've been waking up together every morning. And I think we've only missed cuddling 3 times in 2 years because of everything that was 2020, where like her mom had a stroke. So we were up in Philadelphia, and I'm sure one morning, you know, we were just like zombies, got out of bed, gave each other a kiss and kind of went about the day. So we try our best, but literally I think we've only missed it like 3 days in like 2 years. So we do pretty damn good. That's pretty active tier one. That's good. Another tier one for me is daily food prep. I make the food for both of us every day, and I love it and might as well make it because I'm the guy who knows all the nutritional stuff. So I make the food every day, and if I don't do it, we don't eat. So that's a pretty good tier one motivation. So those are two things I wrote down as like tier ones. I do those absolutely every day. I can't remember the last day I didn't eat anything. So there's always some type of food prep, whatever that looks like each day, who knows. But I pay attention to food. I make sure she eats. I make sure I eat. I make sure it fits within our goals. Now, examples of tier twos is I want to do this. It's scheduled into my day, but I don't always have the ability to kind of make it up if I miss my option. Now, that would be actually like workouts. I try to work out every single day, but sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes life, you know, craps on you and I don't have the time. So I'm doing, you know, 10 bodyweight squats while I'm brushing my teeth before bed. And that's what I have to count that day. Training my in-person clients. They're tier two. Now this might, I'm apologizing if that sounds like, oh my God, why was I not in tier one? Well, I'm sorry, but if Meredith needs me, sometimes you got to let work go, you know, and you got to be there for your spouse. So that's, now obviously there's a give and take and balance and blah, 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 blah. But Tier two, the things I want to do every day would be like train my clients. Unless craziness comes up, I'm going to make sure I do that every day. I have my online clients that I work with. So unless craziness comes up, I'm going to try to do that every day. Podcast. Unless craziness comes up, I try to do that every day. So I've been doing this for 1,113 days. So that's 1,113 like episodes. Now there have been some days I think I missed, you know, maybe 5 or 6 days in the 1,113 days, but I've come back and I've tried to make up those podcasts. So I believe I missed less than 10 days out of 1,000 plus. So pretty damn good accuracy there. So I think I'm doing pretty good. I also have time to talk with my parents. There are unfortunately crazy days. I'm super busy and everything under the sun is happening, so I don't really get time to slow down and stop and talk to them, but it is something I pay attention to. It's something that I want to prioritize. Now, tier three is I would like to do this. I have an idea of when I'm going to do it, but I don't actually schedule it in. And that would be answer emails that aren't directly related to like clients. Maybe talk with friends, maybe do some life errands, you know, do some grocery shopping, you know, whatever, maybe wash my car. just those things. I would like to do them. I try to get them in when I can. Some days they happen, some days they don't. But, you know, it is what it is. Tier four, I say I want to do it, but I don't actually make any effort to make it happen. And that would be like washing my car or like projects at home. You know, oh yeah, I'm going to hang that picture on the wall. And then you never think about it again after that statement. So then you're like 3 weeks later, you look at that picture laying on the shelf and you're like, God damn, dang it anyhow. I got to put that on. So those are the things where we say we want them. We do genuinely actually want it, but we just don't actually prioritize it enough to schedule it. So these are the four tiers. Think through yours. What are your tier one priorities, the tier one habits, the things that you say, I absolutely have to do this every day? What are your tier twos, the things you want to do? You schedule them, but you don't really have any options if it doesn't work out. Tier three is, I'd like to do it. I have an idea of when I'm going to do it, but I don't actually have it scheduled. And then tier four is the things you say you do, but you don't actually do. So the reason why I want you to think through this, the reason why I would encourage you to actually write this down, physically write it down so you can physically look at it. I promise it'll make this next step more concrete and more real for you. Once you have yours listed, look at it. Does that list reflect what you say your priorities are? Again, these tiers show what you prioritize most. Tier one is the things you absolutely do every day. Like we said, tier two is what you want to do. Tier three is what you'd like to do. Tier four is you say you want to do it, but you don't actually do it. Does this list match what you say your priorities are? Does this list reflect the things you say you want to be your best at, that give your best to? Does this list look like the life you want? Does this list look like it will lead to the life you want? If I say the relationship with my wife is the most important thing to me, but that's in tier three, I'm full of shit. Apparently it isn't. And I need to fix that. If I say my physical health is important to me, but I don't actually have it scheduled in, I just think it's going to fit in wherever I can, that's a tier three. That's not important to you. You can't say that's the most important to you because it isn't in the most important place. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they don't actually schedule their most important things. We let our most important things often fall in tier three. We'd like to do it. We have an idea of when we're going to do it, but we don't actually have it scheduled. You may say something is a tier one priority for you. It is the most important thing to you. Is it actually physically scheduled into your day? Do you have a second and third option in case that doesn't work out? If not, then it's not your number one priority. Let's be honest with ourselves. Does what we say actually look like that list that you made? If somebody were to read through that list and say, oh, this is this person's priorities, would you be proud of that? Would that person get an actual real representation of what you say your priorities are? You say a certain thing is important to you, but is it scheduled? Does it have backup options? Does it stay firm in the place of emergencies? Now, there's emergencies, urgencies, and then there's what's important. Emergencies are so-and-so's in the hospital. Everything gets dumped. Even priority ones. You got to go take care of that. Urgencies are things that seem urgent in the moment, but they're maybe not even necessarily important. Now, there are a bajillion examples of this. And we have an entire podcast listed to urgent versus important. It's podcast number 367, titled Urgent versus Important. So I'd like you to kind of think through that. Think through that concept and think, okay, this is something that seems like urgent. It's imperative. It's right now. But is it important? So, for example, somebody, well, I'll just look at like, trying to think through some like common examples because some of the things I'm thinking through are like gym things. But is urgencies are things where a neighbor calls and they say, hey, can you run over, you know, I need some, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like maybe neighbor needs weed whacker. And you're like, yeah, I got one. I'll bring it over. But you have, your wife is telling you about like how her day went. Listen to her day. Talk with her a little bit. Run the weed whacker over in 10, 15 minutes. Person might not need it immediately. Or you can communicate with your wife and say, hey, I'm going to run this over real quick. If you know, I'll come back and I'll ask you all about your day. So communicate at least. You know, if it's something that you think is important and it has to be done right now, at least communicate that that's what you're doing and communicate that you do care about what they needed. So just communication helps a lot. But urgencies and importance, it's things that we have to be more aware of and recognize that something can seem urgent, but it's not necessarily important. Now, I've had times where, whether I'm right or wrong, who knows, but crazy days in the gym, for example, is we have visitor hours at the gym. Because if people were just able to come in anytime they wanted, whether I'm training clients, whether I'm trying to eat meals, whether I'm trying to get my own workouts in, that's absolutely insane and it's too much. And what is most important to me and for me doesn't always get done. So if I say that my in-person clients are important to me, But I just let people wander in and I talk to them about the gym and see if they want to join up right in the middle of a training session for a client, then that's not true. That's not, then I'm lying when I say my in-person clients are important to me. So my own training, the number one rule of our gym is do not like interrupt Rob when he's training, because my training is very important to me. So the rules reflect that. Same thing with my food. If I'm trying to eat and somebody's knocking on my door, unless they're bleeding, I'm going to finish my food, because otherwise I don't have time to eat. I remember back when I used to train 50 hours a week, I would train 6 hours in a row, and then I would have an hour to eat, and then I'd train another 5 to 6 hours in the evening. So I might train from, 7 a.m. till 1 in the afternoon. And then I would have to train from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Well, somebody would come knock on my door at 1:15 when I'm supposed to be eating. They would ask me, what's the best bicep curl exercise? And all of a sudden, 15 minutes get lost, and then I have to go train for 6 more hours, and I haven't eaten yet. So there are times whenever that might seem important to them, but it's not. It's urgent, but it's not important. So you have to decide on how to schedule your habits, and once something is scheduled, it doesn't move. You need to decide on what is movable and what is not. It's very important that we recognize this, because if we don't schedule things, they often don't get done. If we don't signify the importance of them, they often don't get done because something seems urgent in place of them. If we want our best habits, the habits that lead to our best life, to be our default habits, the habits we just automatically do when life is crazy and we're not fully paying attention. If we want our best habits to be our default habits, we have to work at it. We have to put them in the right tier and treat them as such. If we say they are tier one, they are the most important thing to us, it needs to be scheduled, and there needs to be a second and third option in that schedule. If we say, I want to do this, it's important to me, I want to do it, but I understand life is crazy sometimes, then I schedule it, but maybe I don't necessarily have a second or third option. We want to be real and be honest. Make your tier list. Write down the things that are the most important to you, okay? Now put them in tiers. What am I going to actually schedule? And then make secondary options for in case the first option doesn't work. Then schedule your tier twos, the things that you want to do. So you're just going to schedule them and say, man, I hope this one's, I hope it really works here. Then in tier three, you say, this is important, but I'll just kind of fit it in when I can. And then let the tier fours be the tier fours. Let them fall where they may. But if you say something is the most important to you, it has to be scheduled. If it isn't, it's probably not going to get done, because it's rare that our best habits match our default habits. So we have to make our list and then make your life. Make your list of what's most important to you and then schedule your life around that. If you don't schedule your life, life will schedule it for you. And it will not be your best interests first. It'll be anyone and everyone you run into throughout the day. Their interests will be first. We live mixed up, mingled lives. What I do is not separated from everyone around me. Everybody needs something from everyone else, to some degree, in some way. If I don't plan my best life my way, I won't be able to live it, because it isn't going to just default happen. No one accidentally becomes successful. No one accidentally lives their best life. It's through intentional, repeated, consistent, scheduled efforts. Make your list and then make your life. That is how we make our best habits our default habits. Okay. Cool. Well, if you want any help in this, reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We do help with nutrition and training programming, which we've talked about before, and I'm sure you're already aware of that. But I actually do kind of like coaching, like life coach is sometimes an overused term. But we do kind of mindset coaching. We do accountability coaching, that kind of stuff. So I have people who I've worked with where we started with nutrition and training programming, and it really actually just kind of morphed into they either couldn't do their best in nutrition and training until they addressed some of these other aspects, like just life aspects, emotional mindset things, and just life scheduling. So we kind of go into more of that. So we do offer that. So if you'd like help addressing what is holding you back, whether it's a busy schedule, overwhelming demands, maybe self-confidence issues, maybe some self-worth issues, whatever's preventing you from living your best life, the life that you dream of being possible, we can help with that, okay? So there is a way you can reach your goals. Just let us help you figure it out and then help support you through the process. If you're interested in that, reach us out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us your goals, tell us your story, and we'll help you out. Okay, cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, click like and please share it. The more we share the podcast, the more people we can help. So really, please share it on social media, email, text message, conversation with a friend, however you do it. I appreciate it that you do it, and I'm sure they'll appreciate it as well. So if this podcast is helpful in your life, allow it to be helpful in others' lives as well. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link accessible through our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so we appreciate the financial help, and it's really only through the help of the patrons that we're able to do this every single day and help hundreds and hundreds of people. So thank you very, very much. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you need, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.